This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299DD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. J.D. Vance, former President Trump's running mate, went to Minneapolis, a police station where George Floyd was murdered, to accuse Governor Tim Walz, Vice President Harris's running mate, of doing absolutely nothing.
I cannot believe how much this governor abandoned his own people.
At the time, then-President Trump expressed support for Walz's handling of the protests. In Green Bay, Walz wanted to know about Trump's medical records.
Donald Trump said that he released his medical records. Look, he says now, I think he forgot to do it. He's been forgetting things. We'll give him a break on this.
Harris already released her records. William Jacob Parsons facing misdemeanor charges, accused of threatening federal emergency management agency workers in storm-ravaged North Carolina's Rutherford County. Former Columbus, Ohio Zoo and Aquarium Chief Exec Tom Stolf sentenced to 7 years in prison for defrauding the attraction of at least $2 million. This is ABC News. The hits just keep coming for jailed entertainment mogul Sean Combs in the form of new lawsuits asserting sexual improprieties.
In new civil lawsuits, he's now accused of sexually assaulting six more people, including a man who says he was 16 at the time of the alleged assault at Combs' famous white parties in the Hamptons, where a then 16-year-old looking to break into the music industry says Combs allegedly demanded that he needed to drop his pants and then molested him, asking, "Don't you want to break into the business?"
ABC's Aaron Katursky at the Kennedy Space Center.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff. Liftoff of Falcon Heavy with Europa Clipper.
A SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket launching the Europa Clipper on a 5.5-year flight to Jupiter, where it'll try to determine whether there's liquid water underneath the icy crust of the moon, Europa. Where there's water, there could be life, although Europa Clipper will not be looking for life. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin, too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in Southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about 24 people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
Line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and it sounds like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got to be pretty good by good football. football team. But, you know, lost a takeaway battle, 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers, 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back, Tawie Walker, rushed for 198 yards and three touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really, really, really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work. And if we can continue this, it seems going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any sprinkles coming to an end out there? We'll see plenty of clouds remaining through the night. Frost advisory in effect as temperatures drop to the lower 30s. On your Tuesday, sunny skies and highs in the lower 50s. Freeze warning in effect Wednesday morning. Right now, it's 37.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. A lot going on in the world today. Down in North Carolina, this is bizarre. I mean, this is right up at the top of the Washington Post right now. So, you know, really worth paying attention to. Armed militia are out hunting federal workers, FEMA. Seriously. I mean, you know, we were talking in the last hour about the possibility that Trump's army, you know, Trump may have armed people in the streets. He's calling for National Guard, but it could go beyond that. And, you know, the Proud Boy types, the Three Percenters, these various militia groups. Well, down in North Carolina, the Washington Post is reporting that in Rutherford County, North Carolina, FEMA had to pull out their people. Because they're being hunted by guys with shotguns. Early Saturday afternoon, an official with the U.S. Forest Service sent an urgent email message to a number of different federal agencies warning that, quote, FEMA has advised all federal responders, Rutherford County, North Carolina, to stand down and evacuate the county immediately. They had come across trucks of armed militia saying that they were out, quote, hunting FEMA. So FEMA has now paused clearing trees off dozens of blocked roads that they were doing to make those roads available to search and rescue groups and to bring food and water in. And so, you know, Trump is running around going, well, the federal government's not bringing aid in. Well, guess what? They just stopped bringing aid in because Trump's people just forbid it. This is from the Washington Post. Chimney Rock in Rutherford County has become one of the centers of tension and conflict after a rumor spread on social media that government officials plan to seize the decimated village and bulldoze bodies under the rubble. Authorities and news outlets debunked the assertion, but people still took to social media imploring militias to go after FEMA. A person familiar with FEMA operations, this is the Washington Post, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, said the agency was working out of an abundance of caution and his teams were operating at fixed locations and secure areas instead of the usual practice of going door to door. Looking to help people. It's amazing. Reva Duncan, a Forest Service official who lives in Asheville and is also with the Grassroots Wildland Firefighters, told a reporter that people have been yelling, quote, we don't want your help here at federal employees who are delivering aid or showing up to effect repairs. She also said one Forest Service employee was pulling into a gas station when somebody yelled at him to leave, saying, we don't want the government here. This is nuts. This is, but you know where this began? This began with Donald Trump and Donald Trump's supporters and Elon Musk amplifying it on Twitter. Meanwhile, down in Florida, after years and years and years of work, a bunch of Floridians finally got a ballot initiative on the ballot so that Floridians can vote on whether to maintain the six-week abortion ban. Again, most women don't even know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks. Whether to maintain the six-week abortion ban, and there is no heartbeat. They claim that's when a fetal heartbeat begins. Fetal heart doesn't develop well over a month beyond that. It's just a bunch of cells twitching, basically, that will ultimately become a heart. But nonetheless, they've got the six-week ban, so people will vote on whether to maintain Ron DeSantis's and Donald Trump's abortion ban in Florida, or whether to go back to essentially Roe v. Wade, that abortions are, you know, entirely up to the woman in the first trimester, that there are some restrictions in the second trimester, and that they are prohibited in the third trimester unless it's a life-saving issue. And now we're getting reports, this from Law Dork, Chris Geidner's Substack newsletter, which is really worth subscribing to. It's just brilliant. Late Friday, the Florida Department of State issued a report alleging fraud relating to petition circulation and collection for the abortion rights measure that will be Amendment 4 on this fall's ballot in the state. So here's what's happening. They found, or are alleging that they found, a handful of examples of people who should not have signed the ballot measure because they weren't registered voters or they weren't citizens or whatever, or who shouldn't have been circulating the ballot measures because there's rules about who can and cannot, you know, obtain petitions. And they're going to use these after the election. This is not going to happen before the election. That would just piss off people in Florida and they'd show up in larger numbers to vote. This is going to happen after the election. And just mark my words. You know, a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, you will see this happen. I am confident making this prediction that Ron DeSantis, now whether he'll be successful or not is another question, because it'll end up before the Florida Supreme Court, but which is, you know, Republican-dominated, so it probably will be successful. But nonetheless, what Ron DeSantis is going to do is he's going to come out and say, we proved that there was fraud involved in getting that ballot measure on the ballot. And even though it passed, and even though abortion should be legal in Florida now, I'm going to, remove that from law because it never should have been on the ballot in the first place because there was fraud involved in getting it on the ballot in the first place. Chris Geidner goes into all the complexities of it. The Florida Supreme Court, by the way, has already ruled that the ballot measure is okay. But, you know, who knows? This is a 19-page report. It concludes by saying, quote, the fraud outlined in this report is unacceptable, and it is imperative that the state consider major reform to the initiative petition process to prevent groups from ever doing this again in Florida. Right. The concern, and he comes right out and says, the concern is whether DeSantis will attempt to argue that these findings could justify broader relief that could affect the validity of the amendment altogether, as I just predicted. Meanwhile, our crazy alert for the day, Donald Trump was asked by Maria Bartiromo on Fox so-called news. She said, we have, she said, you know, basically, is there going to be a role for Elon Musk in your cabinet if you become president? And Trump said, we have the endorsement of Elon. As you know, Elon Musk, who's great, he's a great guy. We had such a good time. He put the black hat on, and dark MAGA, Bartiromo says. And Trump says, he calls it dark MAGA. How cool is that? He's a great guy. He's given us a really powerful endorsement. He's out campaigning in Pennsylvania today. He's actually campaigning because he says if we don't win, we're not going to have a country. So Bartiromo says, you've also said there's a lot of fat in government that you want to be part of. So what agencies would you want to shut down? And then she said, let me have you ask another person that. Because I'm going to have Elon Musk. This is Trump. I'm going to have Elon Musk. He's dying to do this. You know, he's a great business guy, actually. You think of him for science and rockets, and every time I think he's telling me about a new screw that he's developed a new screw. Screws are difficult, and it's made out of titanium, and it's so exciting. But you know what? He's a great business guy, and he's a great cost cutter. And I said, I could cut costs, and he said, I could cut costs without affecting anybody. So not in the cabinet. He doesn't want to be in the cabinet. He just wants to be in charge of cost cutting. We'll have a new position, Secretary of Cost Cutting, okay? Elon wants to do that. So what does this billionaire who grew up in apartheid South Africa and came to the United States as an illegal immigrant, according to his brother, what does this immigrant want to do
been here since 1949. We are thankful for your loyal support and hope you enjoy country and community.
I love it.
WRCO FM 100.9.
How about cost cutting social security? How about cost cutting food stamps? How about cost cutting aid for families and children? How about cost cutting aid to women and infant children?
I could sail away. There's the sky. I could catch a plane. There's a train. There's the tracks. I could leave and I could choose to not come back. Oh, never come back. There you are. Giving up the fight. Here I am. Begging you to try. Talk to me, let me in. But you just put your wall back up again. Oh, when's it gonna end? How
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own. But don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067. Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Everything the oceans provide can and will.
C.S. Lewis said, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
He read employee reviews.
This week at Quail Run, they have specials you won't want to miss. Are you craving something delicious? Try the shredded beef tacos packed with flavor and loaded with fresh toppings. Or how about their signature Bloody Mary burger? Imagine two juicy patties, two slices of cheddar, and two strips of smoked candy bacon, all smothered in our chef's secret Bloody Mary sauce. Mouth-watering, right? And to top it off, treat yourself to marshmallow cheesecake. It's a perfect blend of creamy and sweet. Head over to Quail Run this week and taste the difference. Your table's waiting.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr.
I'm
feel inside.
That got halfway through it, but you were still the idea of what they did. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dharma's publishing.
Can you tell me? I've been locked up way too long in this crazy world.
Oh, drank his tequila from the silver traded his bags for a sack of gold, got a little taste of Mexico. If he's gonna love me, he's gotta get tough.
Affecting aggregator sites the way it is. This person called up and started asking questions. I wasn't quite understanding everything she was saying due to the accent.
I guess as a lover, I have a way to go.
Against our district attorney in Los Angeles.
When someone wants you, they should just say so.
I'm off here. Election when the Democratic turnout is low, and
you'll understand if you take my hand, then we can dance real slow to something on the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's bring the night together, baby, don't go. Sing it on the radio.
And refuse to be pushed forward. I expect my reaction.
I try to find a way to explain to you.
Result for this particular call of these.
Yeah, I don't think you're pushed forward.
What's on my mind? And not sound so plain to you. You realize if you close your eyes. My words can't show. They're playing on the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. I'd say don't seem to sound as real. The songs they play, that's how I really feel. So listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio.
Making more money
walls to stay complete. Without a bunch of decorations and a paper angel tree, there's artificial smiles on artificial tree limbs, saying what she'd love to have and what to buy for him. Well, I hope Maggie likes her new winter clothes and her buggy with the baby doll. Maybe Tom will smile in his new Nike shoes when he shoots that basketball. I can't help but wish it that I could do more, but not just while I'm shopping in the department store. They're on the back of a money-saving app to get my carpet clean. Height, weight, hair, eyes, Dave, Miss, and D.O.B. A child's name, a picture, and the words, have you seen me? Paper angels, you're in my thoughts. No matter where you are right now, remember God's right there. He's asking all of us to help take care of his paper angels everywhere. Paper angels
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great tasting Honey Crisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Cowissan Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cowissan Terminal off Highway 14.
Threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Every time you hurt me,
your private insurance may cover costs and don't get you here. Just call Reed Rehab Placement right now.
I wipe away the tears down in front of the mirror. Fix my face. That's when you say you're sorry and get down on your knees. I always give you one more chance to make it up to me. Oh, baby, if I didn't, what kind of woman would I be?
If I forgot about us.
Turn out like Tina Murphy, you know, after she
lifted. There's a software solution to every business need.
She went back to college, she graduated this autumn. I thought she'd never leave. Would I be like my friend Brenda? My keys, what kind of woman would I be?
You may think that
free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. But you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather. As long as old women sit and talk about old men.
Identified as Laura Trump. This was probably 3 weeks ago.
Baby,
time. If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join
the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Our hero.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Kiss on your lips, wanna steal this is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRC, 107.7 FM, W295 for the Ridgeland Center, and always on the Civic Media.